This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is Big Bear Mark.
This is Luke the Wonder Cub.
And this is a podcast for Brekkie Bears
on Joy 94.9.
You're travelling through another dimension.
With the cub
reporter, who is kind of short
and out of his mind,
telling us of journeys into a wondrous land whose boundaries
are that of the imagination. That's the signpost up ahead. Your next stop, Barely Believe.
I'm a little bit scared right now, I'm not going to lie.
It sets a very dark tone, doesn't it? And then I come in with my light, bubbly voice and cheer everybody up.
Like, oh my goodness, who is this monster? Oh, he's so adorable.
Oh, he can't be mean. How are you enjoying being an honorary bear, Adam?
I'm good. I'm a third of the size and... Actually, my housemate is a feeder. You know, I'll just be sitting on the couch.
Right.
And he likes to bake, and I'll just, you know, in my lap, he'll just put three different cakes and a scoop of ice cream.
So you'll be a bear in no time.
I'll be a bear in no time.
What an awful thing to have in a housemate.
So what's Barely Believable? Because obviously I'm new here.
Look, we travel around the world, and we find weird and wacky and wonderful stories from around the world. You can travel around the globe from the comfort of your own driver's seat. Today, usually we go to one place. Today, we're going to a few different places.
Okay.
So this one, I will just warn, this one's probably not for the faint-hearted. And more especially, it's probably not for those that are about to bite into breakfast. So if you're about to start eating breakfast, maybe just shift it to the side for the next 5 minutes, because you don't want to be eating through this one. Now, thanks to crazy reality shows like Survivor and those sorts of things, you'd think we'd be across all the weird, horrendous foods that people across the globe like to eat.
There's too many to mention.
As it turns out, through a bit of research yesterday, there's so many more. There's so many crazy things out there that we just had no idea what was going on. I narrowed it down to four crazy ones. Now, there was a few that probably didn't even make the breakfast radio cut. So, you know, do your own research if you're really into this sort of stuff. But, gosh, there's some weird stuff out there. And start off in China. In China, they eat something called blood clams. Now, these are clams that produce hemoglobin. They're flash boiled for 20 seconds, because that's how you get the full flavour out of them, and then consumed with all their bloody goodness. It's quite messy to see. I watched a little video on it, and it's a messy, messy thing.
It just looks like a slaughterhouse probably at that dinner table.
It does. It's just a plate full of blood with some clams. I mean, I don't like clams at the best of times. But
no.
And the craziest part about it isn't even just the disgustingness of it. Due to the way that they're prepared, these clams are known to cause hepatitis in the people that eat them. So some reports suggest that 15% of people who eat them will contract hepatitis from this blood, because it's not hygienic to only boil something for 20 seconds. It needs to be boiled for longer to get rid of the disease. Japanese and Korean. Now, Japan is a hotspot of Barely Believable segments.
Oh, of course.
As you can imagine.
One of my favourite game shows they have is like a human Tetris one, where they have to stand...
And make
shapes, and if they don't, they get pushed into a pool of water.
Yeah, that's great. Do you remember they trialled that here? They did a version of that in Australia. Yeah, Josh Thomas and people like that competed on it. I think Adam Richard was on it too. Now, Japanese and Korean, this one is. It's a live octopus. So,
I've seen this one.
It's horrendous. It's the stuff of horror movies, really. It's the dish is essentially it's a raw live octopus dumped on top of your bowl of food, and it's still flapping about as you try and eat it. Now, in actual fact, the octopuses have had their brains removed, so they are dead. So it's a bit like the headless chicken thing.
Oh, right, yeah.
So they don't immediately stop responding, so their nerve endings are still responding to the salt in the dish. So it's flapping about. Now, this one, of course, comes with a real risk of injury or death as well, because the suction cups on the tentacles can lodge themselves to your tongue or your throat and make it difficult for you to swallow.
Wow, they live on the edge, and they live to like 115.
Isn't
all these
crazy?
Japanese.
I knew there was that fish that you know, comes with a 1 in 8 chance of, you know, if it's not prepared properly or what have you. But apparently they're doing this all over the place.
That's why I'm sticking to, you know, like hot chips, because the worst that you can do is get really bad, you know, really bad stomach cramps from eating them too
well,
quickly.
Well, and high cholesterol. And
yeah, that's
it's more of a slow kill, the chips. Now, Guam has fruit bat soup. Does that sound appetizing to you?
No.
Very, very simple dish, this one. You could prepare it at home if you like. whole fruit bat, boiled, served with vegetables and topped with coconut milk. Easy. Now,
yeah, I saw that in Jamie Oliver's latest cookbook.
Now, absolutely nothing is done to the bat prior to boiling it, which means that it's, you know, all body parts intact.
Yep.
And fur, because bats are furry.
Mm.
So the texture is, I'm sure, amazing.
And how bears keep on with the weight from, you know, taste testing these around the world, I'll never know.
It's a real one for the bears, that's for sure. Now, of course, as we're learning, what's a good dish without a risk of death or serious illness? These bats are known for eating plants that cause neurological diseases in humans. So if you get one with a full belly, you're looking at the possibility of contracting Lou Gehrig's disease, mm-hmm. Alzheimer's or Parkinson's. You know, the good three.
Good three.
Now, to top it off, this was my favourite one that I found, my favourite one that made the cut. Severed human toe cocktail.
Oh, do I even want to know?
And I'm real do sorry I even for the breakfast people. Now, commonly known as a sour toe cocktail, steeped in tradition with a story about an old captain who found a frostbitten toe floating in a jar of moonshine, now estimated to have been there for about 50 years. So it was well pickled and, you know, ready to serve and enjoy. He decided to turn it into a cocktail. Now, these days, the toes are prepared carefully, obviously, to avoid illness. So, because, you know, you don't want to get sick from your food.
Yeah.
So all the bodily fluids are drained and the digits pickled. And it can be floated in any type of liquid you want. You can have a toe in a Japanese slipper if you like.
Well, there goes breakfast.
Now, the toe isn't consumed when drinking the delicious cocktail because human toes are hard to come by. So the only rule is when you're consuming the drink, the toe must be touching your lips. Now, the strangest part about all this, where do you think they do this?
Oh, I'm going to say, I don't know, Russia.
Hey, Russia. No. It's in a quaint little country pub in Canada. Isn't that great? And they are on the lookout for more toes. So if you are interested in donating to the cause, get in touch with them.
If you want to donate a toe to Canada, 0427... No, I'm totally kidding. Please don't.
Could you imagine the text?
Well, that's disturbing. Thank you for bringing those facts to light.
Go ahead and finish your breakfast.
This has been a podcast for the Brekkie Bears on Joy 94.9.
If you like our podcast, why not rate us on iTunes and Stitcher? Woof girl.
Woof girl.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.